Gentlemen, we'll just say one halakha that we discussed yesterday in the shi'ur. The question was asked in halakha, if somebody is eating something that is asur for him to eat, it's forbidden for him to eat. For example, Chas v'Shalom is eating something that's not kosher, or as the Rambam writes, he's eating fruit that they did not give the entitlements to the Kohen or the Levi, the Terumot, the Ma'asrot. That food is also asur to eat. It's called Tevin. Does a person make a beracha if he eats such food? Harambam clearly writes that he does not. How can he make a beracha? God says that this food is abominable. God said this food is despicable. And now you're going to take the food and thank God for the food? So therefore he says it's against all logic. Although the Ra'avad, which is the counterpart of the Rambam, writes on this halakha, Ta'a ta'ut gedola. Says the Rambam made a big mistake. What's one thing have to do with the other? Bottom line, you're having pleasure. You're right, you shouldn't have ate it, but from the pleasure standpoint that you enjoyed it, you have to thank God for that. So there's a great machloket amongst the Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ra'avad. Shulchan Aruch ruled, obviously, according to Harambam. And therefore, halakha l'maaseh, if somebody eats something that is not kosher, he does not make a beracha. You say, when would somebody eat something that's not kosher, Rabbi? What kind of crazy halakha is this? Nobody in this room, but outside this room, there are people that eat out in restaurants that are not kosher. And they think that they're fooling themselves by putting their hand over their head and making a beracha on a piece of fish or on a salad that has bugs in it because it wasn't checked, or different type of foods, or pasta and things like that. Halakha l'maaseh, it's not only abominable to be in those restaurants, but it's abominable to make a beracha on the food in those restaurants. I'm not talking if you drink a glass of water or something like that, but the regular dishes that they're serving, we have a problem of kashrut in restaurants that have supervision, or the more so in restaurants that are not kosher and don't even claim to be kosher, or the more so we're going to have problems. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, if you go out, stop going out. But if you're not going to stop going out, stop making berachot in the non-kosher restaurants. Have a good day.